Previously on Men with Ven, driving from Barking to Deptford.
Rerouting. The first rule of time travel is don't bother. No matter how you meddle in the past, you inevitably wind up creating the present you are currently inhabiting and probably hoping to avoid.
I, Gaius Julius Caesar, statesman, general, leader of the 13th Legion, governor of Gaul, emperor of Rome, and all the known world, stand before Jupiter naked, humble, full of grace and thanks. I have never told what went through my mind the night before I led the 13th across the Rubicon and took control of Rome. I was camped with my brave men on the banks of that fateful river and was sleeping fitfully. Suddenly, a filthy, white, horseless chariot with a vile-smelling cloud of smoke emanating from its rear, the like of which I have never seen before or since, appeared before me. I could not tell if I was still in my dream or if the gods had sent me a vision. Such was its strange clarity. From the chariot climbed down three men. They called to me.
Oi, Julie!
Where do you think you're going?
Their bluntness shocked me, but their standing was so strange and otherworldly that I explained to them my predicament of how, by crossing this river in front of me, I would be starting a civil war of epic proportions, the like of which would have repercussions beyond my imagining. I spoke to them about my concerns, about attempting to invade Rome with only one legion of men, about the doubts of myself as a leader, my doubts about myself as a man. Their humble yet wise demeanor gave me a freedom to express myself without fear of ridicule. When I finished, I was on the verge of tears. I was trembling with frustration and fear. A moment of silence passed between us. One of the strange men spoke.
If you're going south of the river, you better get tooled up, mate. Because they are nasty, inbred, neckless bastards down there. And they don't take no prisoners. Know what I mean?
I knew exactly what they meant. It was my duty, my destiny, my glory. Rome and the Empire would be mine. As they were climbing into their chariot, I asked one of them of their unearthly mode of transportation.
What? You mean our van? Oh, she's called Gloria. She's not been very well lately, so we call her Sick Transit Gloria. You can have that one if you want.
Sick Transit Gloria. Thus passes the glory of the world. My mind was set. The die was cast. Rome would be mine.
Men with Ven. Driving from Barking to Deptford. Chapter 3, Sick Transit Gloria.
Driving from Barking
Life is largely violence, filth and death and drink and meeting your nemesis in the Black Wall Tunnel.
Nice. Where my son is?
If you're done faffing about, Dave, shall we go? Or do you want to check your lipstick?
Oi! I always get us there.
Not always, but about last Monday.
Yeah, well, you drive like my nan.
What about when you got us lost on the way to Glastonbury? Somerset.
Oh, nice one, Bill.
What did you say?
Nothing, mate. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. All right. What was I saying?
Focus, Dave. Just drive. It'll be all right. Pick up, Jack.
Hello, SJ Motors.
Jack, what's happening?
All goodly good down here. How are things on the planet dog?
Did you get the boys sorted?
They're pretty cool guys. They're gonna be just fine. They're going to be A-OK.
Yes, but the charter.
No problem, kid. I fitted them out nicely with a light speeder meter. Just like you said.
What are you talking about, Jack?
Talking about what you're talking about. A light speeder meter.
No, Jack. Lights and speedometer. This is what I said.
Oh, I guess they got a little more than you bargained for. But they're real amiable guys.
You do have the charter, right?
Kinda.
What do you mean?
I do not have the charter.
What?
No, ma'am. I got me here a copy of the big issue. Very enlightening articles. I was reading about...
But Jack, I don't believe this. Where's the charter?
That, my little lady, appears to be the big issue now.
Oh, this is a catastrophe.
Guess it's a good thing I gave them the full special, too.
Jack, you what?
Cordial guys.
Jack!
They bought me pie and mash.
Oh, Jack.
With liquor.
What have you done?
From Moe's.
I've got to go. Viv? Wake up!
Oh, what?
I need a favour.
Oh.
Don't worry, odd man. I'll get you to the old people's home on time. I know how much you enjoy playing your musical ditties for the old dears. And I know how much they appreciate you. I agree. It's not like the old days when people were toiling in the fields. They were much happier then, knowing what their lives meant. Mm-mm. Nowadays, everybody suffers from those twin maladies, ambition and disappointment. Relieve them of their ambition, and the disappointment simply fades away. Yeah. All they have is their base desires, which if they are not controlled, will destroy them. Reward, punishment, punishment, reward. Oh, the little loves. You got to protect them from themselves, haven't you? Well, we all need a bit of guidance, sometimes a bit of encouragement. It might be a whisper in your shell, like. It might be a short, sharp shock.
Oh, you've got to break an egg to make an omelette. You have to break a leg before it mends. Hacking back a hitch is bound to make it grow. If your teeth need extracting, I'm the first to have a go. Not only can I lead a horse to water, you better believe I can force the bugger to drink. Well, you gotta break a couple of eggs to make a tasty omelette, and I don't give a monkey's what you think. I'm like a personal trainer, delivering personal justice, personally. Occasionally, you have to set examples. It's the only language they will understand. The greater good is served when you keep them in their place. Sometimes you have to leave a scar upon somebody's face. And if you have to kill a family member in front of all their rotten, screaming brats, well, you gotta break a couple of eggs to make a tasty omelette. It's that simple, and you've got to face the facts. When a cuddle just ain't working, try a smack. Duty told, everyone's happy, that is that.
Come on, Carl, pick up. Oh, matter?
I crave.
They must almost be at the Black Hall Tunnel by now.
Beneath. Why?
This has got Freya written all over it.
Her armies will stampede.
Viv?
Huh?
Can I borrow your car?
I'll drive.
You're too drunk.
Fair enough. Can I watch you drive?
Oh, fine.
Approaching Blackwall Tunnel. No time remaining. Do not look at the clock. Time is infinite, neither an event nor a thing.
What is she going on about? I don't feel right, Bill.
Time is not measurable nor travellable. It is a sensation, a judgment.
I feel really wobbly.
You must have hurt you, Bill. You know not to mention the G word.
I was at Glastonbury once, during the Second Gulf War. I was surrounded by what could only be termed as hippies.
It's okay, Dave.
Old hippies, young hippies, fat hippies, thin hippies.
Baby hippies in hippie buggies pushed by erect, overly nippled hippie mummies in high-hugging trip-hop skippies.
Dave, breathe into this paper bag and imagine you're on the beach in Southend.
Yuppie hippies, slap-happy hippies. Non-hippies disguised as hippies, always smiling at other hippies. Stone hippies eating hippie food made out of homemade natural fibres, drowning in their own day glow face paint, knitting solar panels out their own organic coat.
Millions and billions and zillions of hippies!
Calm down, Dave. Try thinking about football.
I was in a hippie apocalypse.
There's only two things that can calm him down when he gets like this.
Marijuana and bacon.
Cole, underneath the seat, emergency joint now.
Right, mate, I've got it right here.
Dave, spark this fat boy up, smoke it, and for God's sake, chill.
Time is a matter of debate. How much time are you going to take? Hold on a minute.
Viv, this is ridiculous. All these roadworks, we're getting nowhere.
Oh, walk over there, toy shop.
What?
Next to the chicken shop.
The chicken shack?
Other side, next to the chicken palace.
Oh, right, yeah.
I had a doll of the Queen when I was a kid. Mum loved the royal family.
Right.
I hated them.
Well, I hate this traffic.
Age of chivalry, my arse. They all knew about it.
All I know is I have to be there.
Good if he tried to put a stop to it, bless her. And them spin minstrels started spreading fake myths about her and Lancelot.
Oh, whatever, Viv.
Bunch of spoiled trustafarians, aisle mushrooms made of magic. They're the ones that put the knob in nobility.
Maybe it's time for a little nap, eh, Viv? It won't be long now.
Animals transformed into other beasts. Crops grew from dust. Flowers bloomed at will, and each night, exhausted, she fell into the arms of her teacher, her friend, her master, and lover.
Turn that rubbish off, Carl. Dave's in trouble here.
What do your senses tell you?
Come on, Dave, snap out of it.
Awareness may be focused on an internal visceral state.
That spliff should be kicking in any second now.
What is in your optic array?
You'll be all right.
Marijuana, bacon.
people!
That's not such a bad idea.
That bacon sandwich! There! Give it to me!
Oh, I don't think you should eat that, mate. It looks a tiny bit past its sell-by date, if you know what I mean.
This is Mo talking. Don't touch that for me.
Mo! Is that you?
There's no one there, Dave. There's no one there, mate.
Bill, the bacon sandwich could work.
Cortical feedback projections to the main olfactory bulb crucially regulate food intake via CB1 receptor signaling, linking the feeling of hunger to stronger odor processing. Thus, CB1 receptor dependent control of cortical feedback projections in olfactory circuits couples internal states to perception and behaviour.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow! Bacon. Marijuana and bacon. Marijuana and bacon.
That's more like it. Look at him.
Marijuana and bacon.
Pause what you need when you smoke that weed. Yeah.
Marijuana and bacon.
Love that marijuana.
That's what you need when you smoke that weed.
Oh my word. Oh, I feel so much better. Oh, thank you so much.
Never underestimate the power of a perfectly timed bacon sandwich.
Right, that is it. We are driving through the Blackwall Tunnel now.
Look back. Your direction is chosen.
I don't know what Dave thinks he's on, but he better call me back soon if he thinks he can mess me around. I know, Oddman, but I do worry. Well, quite, but it doesn't get any easier. I don't know how many battles I've got left in me. Oh, my love. Yes, it has been a long time, and I couldn't have got through it without you by my side. When I think back, you were quite the catch, you know. Oddman, you're as saucy as ever.
No.
Me too, my love. And I wouldn't have missed a minute of it with you.
But don't I?
You are so right. No time to lose and no point in living in the past.
Yeah, but in the Waska. See ya.
Exactly. We've got devastation to plan and havoc to wreak. Oh, and your little concert for the old folk at Hillside View.
Oh, bless.
Approaching Blackwall Tunnel. Unexpected interruptions due. Reassessing position. Interferences may be created unreasonably. These are a byproduct of human processing. Fasten your seatbelts.
In the back here, it's amazing.
Stop messing about, Carl.
There's tons of stuff, full-on Star Wars type stuff and all sorts.
What's he on about?
Oh, I've always wanted one of these. Oh, I always fancied myself as a bit of a samurai.
You what?
Why do you think he put all this gubbins in here?
Best not look a gift horse in the arse.
Looks like we're more tooled up than Vladdy and Taylor.
I don't like this. Can we go any faster?
There's nothing I can do, Bill. It's back-to-back Mondeo drivers.
Beautiful, darling. You're going to be great. Oh, lovely. Oh, that is so sexy. You're making me feel sexy. Oh, right. Just one more street. And here we are. Oh, my God. Oddman, we just made it. Well, go on, my dear. Your public awaits.
All right. Yeah. Is this on? All right, good. Welcome to the Hillside View, home for the elderly, here in beautiful downtown Bermondsey. Now, as you know, we like to bring you relaxing leisure activities on a regular basis, and today is no exception. You saw them here a while back when they gave you some gorgeous entertainment that took you back to your youth, and we have no doubt that they will do the same today. So, rattle your Zimmer frames, bang your sticks, turn up your hearing aids. The Bastard Sons of Savile, featuring Oddman.
Whole, with flaws and scars and everything considered broken. But what I saw was galaxies in his eyes and fire in his hair. I saw journeys in his hands and adventure in his smile. I saw him absolutely, maddeningly, irrevocably perfect. Oh, listen to him.
I love him.
Are you going to be answering that, Bill?
I'd let that one go to voicemail, mate.
No, it'll be fine. I'll be double quick.
Hello?
When are you gonna grow up?
I might be a bit late, but I'll be there.
You're going down the pub with Dave and Carl, aren't you?
No, something cropped up.
Every time you...
No, it's not like that. Gloria broke down.
She always breaks down. You should send her to the knacker's yard.
No, this bloke Jack fixed her. Wouldn't believe...
I don't believe.
Believe me. We saw Carl's mum.
Oh, Bill, are you okay?
We're just about to go into the Blackwall Tunnel. Signal's going all dodgy. I love you. Bye.
Bill, be careful.
Entering Blackwall Tunnel. Expect the unexpected. Prepare to be unprepared.
Whoa!
This is interesting.
I've never seen the Blackwall Tunnel look like this before.
Satellites lost. Reconfiguring. Please remain calm and think outside the tunnel.
It's huge! Where's all the traffic gone? How do we get out of here?
There is no alternate route. This road is closed for human traffic.
We could be stuck here all night.
So where do we go, Bill, hey? Narnia?
Middle Earth?
Well, I know where we're going now.
Where?
I'll tell you where.
Where?
Nowhere.
Huh?
That's where.
What?
You want to know where, Dave?
Where?
Nowhere!
Oh.
I'm sick of this. We're lost, and I'm going to be late for the missus.
I think there might be more pressing issues than that, Bill.
Please drive slowly near crowds.
I'll never forgive myself if anything happens to Carl and the others.
What, I used to call him Merlin the Molester around Camelot.
Oh, we'd be there if it wasn't for this one-way system.
Well, the air system was to sweep it under the round table in case it spoiled their image.
I will not let him down.
Old beardy weirdy in his pointy hat. Well, he ran that school for sorcery like a knight's harem.
I don't know what you're on about, Viv. All I know is I will be there. Be there in the end. I'll be there on that you can depend. I say a little prayer. He could never come.
Back to Deptford and see the missus.
Don't worry about it, mate. Remember the sheep rustling incident? It was all right, wasn't it? Didn't think that driving to Wales, throwing a bunch of sheep in a van and selling them to Harry the Halal would work, did ya? I mean, it was a bit messy, but it was a great payday, weren't it? It's all going to be fine.
Dave, there is a big difference between nicking a few sheep and taking a time machine full of weapons we don't understand into what...
Watch out! Oh! Christ! We just hit something!
Hello, mate. Are you all right?
Is he all right? He's just been run over by 2 tons of Gloria.
He must have been completely out of it. He dressed up like a Viking. I suppose he must have been at a fancy dress party or something and got lost. Oh, I bet that outfit cost a bit, though.
Banker.
Almost certainly. Mm. He's coming round.
Whoa! Who says alcohol is bad for you?
Hello, boys.
All right. Hello, Ev. Look, it's all right, Ev. No, we can get you out of here. The filth don't have to know about this. We get in the van and I'll take care of you. We'll take care of you.
I hate Vikings.
Careful, listen.
I'm not Ethel. Well, not the Ethel you know.
Are you all right, love?
No, I'm not all right, Carl. And I've not been all right for 1,000 years. I think you've woken up God knows how many Vikings. And I've got to kill them before they rampage through London and heaven knows where else.
She's having some sort of
breakdown. She really needs some help.
Specialised, sectioned, straight-jacketed, padded cell kind of help.
It's all right, F. It's not that bad.
Oh, yes. It is that bad. And worse than that. But Dave is right. I do need help. And I am making a sacred request for you three to help me. Can you do that?
The Blackmoor Tunnel is a scary place, not a place you want to show your face. Better go tooled up just in case.
Driving from Barking to Deptford. Deptford.